Welcome to the Victory Lane podcast for Monday, July 29th. Today's podcast features a special guest, Andy Collins. Andy is the president of Sovereign and the proprietor of Armadillo Racing. And he's going to give us the rundown on the upcoming Pacific Northwest Historics. So without further ado, let's jump in with Andy. Hey, Andy, what's up this evening with you and what do you got for our audience?
Hi, Kelly. First off, thank you very much for having me on the Victory Lane podcast again. I'm excited to chat with you and with all your listeners. I'd like to share about what's going on with vintage racing in the Pacific Northwest. Coming up here, July 4th weekend, so it's July 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Pacific Raceways, Sovereign will be hosting our 32nd annual Northwest Historics. This event is going to be three great days of vintage racing, and with the new normal here in America, there will be no spectators. So while that sounds kind of like a sad thing, it's really a great thing for the racing community because we're going to be focusing on racing and not having a lot of things that might distract people. So 3 days of vintage racing at Pacific Raceways, and it will be a great event. We've a little bit undersubscribed right now, so I want to encourage anybody, especially those listening from California or Oregon, come on up. We're open for business. The track has done a great job in complying with the state's rules for making sure that we all stay safe. Restrooms are cleaned hourly. Yes, you have to wear a mask, but that's the way things are today. And but we're open for business, which is better than some states. So I would like to encourage people to come up and go racing with us. Should be a whole lot of fun. I think right now we're very close to 100 entries. And for this day and time, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I know that it was discussed in the media that you needed 100 entries to go forward. So I'm glad to hear that you're working right on that. When you said we're a bit short, by that you don't mean you don't think the event is going to run. You mean that it's going to be a different event from historics of the past.
Yes, that's right. And when I say a bit short, we said we wanted to get 100 cars, but at the time we said that we only had 35 entries. So now I think we're up to over 90 entries, and entries always come in late. People have been calling me, and a guy just today has got an ex-NASCAR stock car that he's going to run. It's got some vintage history to it. So we'll probably have over 100 cars, and again, it'll be really good racing. I know there's some people in California that are waiting to see what might or might not happen over at Sonoma. And I'm just saying we're open for business. We're having an event, and we'd love for you to come and go racing.
Right, and Pacific is a great place. It's an historic track with a lot of race history.
Well, I'm glad you said that, Kellett, because a couple of things is they have got all the fog lines and the FIA curbing painted now, and that just happened in the last month or two. The track has been, you know, mostly repaved here within the last year or two, so the racing surface is about as good as it can get. They still have some more FIA curbing to put in down the road. They tell me that it's very expensive to do that, but the curbing that they have is in and it's painted and it's looking great. So, you know, from a racing standpoint, it'll be, you know, really good racing. And then you said historic. Well, on July 4th of this year, it will be 60 years to the day that Pacific Raceways hosted their first race. It was a drag race, but soon thereafter they had their first road race as it was built as a road racing facility. So we've got that history. Unfortunately, the shutdown precluded us from having a major celebration that was planned, but we're still going to celebrate for those that are there. 60 years is a long time. And you know, and you're right about, you know, we've had everybody from, you know, Dan Gurney, Mark Donahue. In fact, Mark Donahue won his first major race with Roger Penske at Pacific Raceways. And I was fortunate. I mean, I worked as a flag marshal for many years and got to flag the last Trans Am race we had, which was, and I'm going to get it wrong, but it was either 1984 or 1986. Paul Newman was up, and it was a great show. So, again, just want to encourage people that we are racing, and it's going to be a terrific, fun event, and really hope everybody comes out.
Yeah, it's a great venue. It's unique, I think, in that the, you know, not only the management but the ownership of the track are involved in racing. Of course, Mr. Fiorito is a racer himself and has participated with the club there.
Yeah, thank you for mentioning that. Yes, Jason Fiorito has a GT1 car that I think officially would fit in as like a TA2 car. I mean, he won't be running with Sovereign. It's a modern car. But yes, he's deeply involved. The track manager is a longtime drag racer, but he's got a spec Miata that he runs. So, yeah, the management of the track is excited and certainly supportive of road racing. You know, let's look ahead at some other things that we've got going on, Kellett, is so after this event is behind us, Sovereign looks ahead to our Columbia River Classic, which is going to be down at Portland International Raceway and on Labor Day weekend. So due to IndyCar and due to the shutdown and some shuffling around, we were going to be the second weekend in September. Well, they gave that date to IndyCar and moved us over to Labor Day, where we had been for many years. In fact, I think this year's Columbia River Classic is going to be our 17th annual. Don't quote me on that, but it's real close to 16, 17 years. And we do that in conjunction with the All British Field Meet. So it's a really fun event with lots of British cars and showing off and whatever. And then we've got, you know, great vintage racing. We're going to race Test and Tune on Friday, and Saturday and Sunday we'll be racing. And then you got Monday of Labor Day to drive home. Now, we're hoping that the city opens up the track to spectators for that event, but they may not, but we're going to have the event anyway. And I can tell you that I was at the very first road racing event of the year at Portland, which was this last weekend. The Cascade Sports Car Club put on a conference race there. Everybody followed all the rules. I mean, there at Portland, they do things like they check everybody's temperature as you, every time you go into the track. And you know what? That takes about 30 seconds. It's easy. They shoot a little gun at your forehead and say you're good to go. And then, but otherwise, we were treated very well there. And I know that the general manager, E.C. Mueller, is working so hard to get the track up and running and having events there. So Columbia River Classic should be a really good event. We've got our Sprite Midget Challenge, sponsored in part by Victory Lane Magazine, and thank you for that. And we're going to have this big MG challenge where I think we're going to have 25 or 30 MGs. So it'll be a great event, and we're hoping for a big turnout for that on Labor Day. And then late in September, I think the last weekend in September, we have our fall finale back up at Pacific, which is always a fun event because we take special time out to give to allow crews and volunteers, marshals, and whatever, track rides at lunchtime. So we take an extra long lunchtime both on Saturday and Sunday and give our volunteers and our crew people a little taste of what it's like to go fast. So as you can see, Sovereign has got a lot going on, and we want to invite everybody across the country to come up to Pacific Raceways and run with us, or Portland in the case of the Columbia River Classic.
That's one of my favorite parts of the fall, is going to that. Great weather. And of course, you've got racing, the Gymkhana, the field meet, the swap meet, the bagpiper. that's an all-cylinder sort of a thing there. And I know they different numbers, but I mean, generally they say there's over 700 cars on the field for the field meet. So, you know, if you can't find an interesting car and owner to talk to, you haven't walked around. There you go.
Yeah, you know what? You're absolutely right. And I mean, I always enjoy going over and looking at the Land Rover people, where they've got probably 8 or 10 of those Rovers with the tents on top and the exhaust stacks up high for them to go through the water. And I don't know, I'm always entertained by that. But I love Lotuses, and, you know, you're going to look at a whole row of Lotuses, and they've got Jags. And then on Sunday, you know, they have a swap meet and cars for sale, and I always go over there and look for a Mini Cooper Woody Wagon one of these days. But anyway, no, the All British Field Meet makes for a fun time, along with the great Sovereign Racing that weekend.
Yeah, no, it's a great race, and we'll guarantee a good time.
Yeah, and you know, if anyone's never been to Portland International Raceway, what's really fun is it's right on the interstate. So you exit, if you're going north, you exit, you turn left, you go underneath the freeway, and there is the racetrack right in front of you. So it's not like you have to go off in the boonies somewhere. Pacific Raceways, by the way, is right off of Highway 18, probably about 10 minutes off of, maybe 15 minutes off of the interstate. So that too is easy off, easy on. So people should come. If you've never been to the Northwest, I mean, it's this time of year, the weather is great. In fact, the September, the weather is just primo for both our fall finale and the Columbia River Classic.
Right. Well, that is, of course, you know, unless you're south of Santa Barbara, one of the great secrets of the West Coast of the United States is that the summer really happens in the fall, you know. So,
yeah, you're yeah. Correct. Yep.
So, what, you know, as a quick thing, tell me, what does Armadillo do on a track day? What kind of services are available in the paddock?
Well, Kellett, thank you for asking that. You know, they always say that the key to business is to find a need and fill it. And some 37 years ago, we found a need, which was to take racing gas to the track with us. And that started our business. My good friend Rick Gold, who started and founded ERC Racing Fuel, helped me out a little bit financially. And then he said, hey, you know, if you're going to be selling racing gas, you might as well be selling parts because you'll get bored. So we started selling a few parts and it got out of control. So today we have a 28-foot trailer showroom and we bring it all to the track. So, I mean, our motto is on track with all your racing needs. Well, nobody can have it all, but we've got everything from hose clamps to cotter pins to vacuum line to fuel line. And on the other end, we are deeply involved with OMP safety equipment. So we've got beautiful driving suits, gloves, underwear. If you're on a budget, we have products from Pyrotech. We're dealers for everybody from Bell and Arai, helmets, Simpson dealer. So we bring it all to the track. And then, you know, I think what we provide more than anything else and have over the years is that we measure our success by how we help racers. And I tell them, just come over and ask me, because a guy will have a long face and say, oh, geez, you know, you don't have any brake pads for my Volvo or whatever. And I'll say, no, I don't. However, did you know that Gary Small of Volvo, he's right over there in the paddock and he runs the same car as you do. And so, you know, I like to think that we're really, really well connected. Mind you, in our business, we have serviced every event Sovereign has ever had at Pacific Raceways. It's something I'm very proud of. So, you know, well over 32 years, because we did some of their track day stuff back before they started racing. And we also service all the sports car road races there. But a couple of years ago, Pacific Raceways, we worked out a deal, a license agreement, and we made some beautiful shirts for Pacific Raceways, and we have those available. And then we've got a lot of fun other shirts. And
there you go. Well, I can vouch at least, if nothing else, for the T-shirts. My daughter, who obviously has very little consideration for my sense of fashion, the only thing she'll actually wear is that I bring home race T-shirts. So she's a fan of your selection.
Well, thank you. And let me just give some people an idea. Years ago at the Performance Racing Industry Trade Show, we were back in Cincinnati back in those days. There was a guy who was selling T-shirts, and I I saw his shirts and I just said, I got to be a dealer for you. I got to sell these. And the shirt that caught my eye, and it's still available off and on, we don't always have it in stock because the guy doesn't print them all the time, says No Mercy Racing. And it's off the old prayer, and it says, God grant me the serenity to pass those that I can, and the wisdom to hide the bodies of those who refuse to get the hell out of the way. And there's a guy tiptoeing behind an empty grandstand with a sack over his back that's obviously a body. So that's always been a very popular shirt. And another one I got to share, it says, wide open till you see God, then break. And I had a guy come, he says, I know God exists because I see him at least twice every lap.
There you go. Well, there might be other more peaceful ways to come to God than through abject fear. I think the easy line here is that things are looking up. I'm really pleased to hear that the historics are on track. I know there's people excited about this. I talk to people all over the country, and they want to go racing. I had a great conversation on Sunday afternoon. We did a live call-in from the track, and they were obviously excited, happy. It was a good event, and I think there's a lot more good events to come this year, hopefully in the Pacific Northwest.
Well, for sure. And you've said a couple of things that kind of made me think. Is the last time I was on, we were getting ready to hold the first ever joint race with the Sports Car Club of America, Northwest region. Never been done before. Nobody even knew if we could pull it off. And we did. We had a great event. It was an SCCA majors, which means there's a whole lot of restrictions about how much track time they need. We pulled off the event. Everybody enjoyed, the Sovereign guys enjoyed some of the very expensive and modern day SCCA cars. And a lot of the SCCA guys commented about how very cool some of the vintage cars were. So we pulled off that event and it was terrific. And now that we know that we can do it, we're going to look at maybe doing something again in the future. There's a number of Sovereign members that would like to go to the Ridge Motorsports Park. And those of you that aren't from the Northwest, the Ridge is a beautiful 16-turn, I think it's 2.4-mile road course out of Shelton, Washington, which is about 30 miles kind of mostly west and a little bit north of Olympia. And just Sovereign would like to team with somebody to have an event over there because we don't own a lot of equipment and we have a logistics problem moving it all out to the Ridge. But anyway, we might do something with FCCA in the future because I know our members want to race there. And it's a beautiful facility now. I guess it's about 7 or 8 years old and people enjoy the heck out of running at the Ridge. The other comment that I want to make, I want to make sure that I don't miss that. And that's that everybody has a different point of view and about how you need to protect and be safe in this, crazy pandemic situation that we're in. And I've heard it all from the farthest people to one side that says, I don't go out of the house. I don't buy groceries. I have the groceries delivered. They drop them on the front porch and then they run away, to people that are just out there in the world. So, Kellick, I think it's important for me to share to everyone that if you personally don't feel comfortable coming to the racetrack, that you think because of your situation, maybe you or your spouse has a health issue, then please don't come, all right? We don't want to put anybody at risk. I'll tell you that great lengths have been made both at Portland and at Seattle to keep things absolutely as safe as can be. But still, some people, they have good reasons. It doesn't matter if we have a good reason or a bad reason. If you don't feel comfortable, stay home, and we'll look forward to seeing you in the future.
Right. Racers, photographers, track workers, everybody who participates in this, they're used to making that risk-reward calculus. I think, you know, we're talking about adults. They can make that for themselves. The goal here is to do the event, to learn from it, to enjoy it if you're there, and to be in a place that, you know, when the world changes, and it will change again, that, you know, you're ready to present a new and better event, not to throw in the towel at this point and make that a more difficult situation.
Yes, you're absolutely right. I spoke with a guy this weekend. I had to laugh. His wife was very, very concerned about him going to the track. And he said, "Isn't it interesting? You're not at all worried when I'm going 170 miles an hour down the straightaway." He says, "I'm worried, but you're worried about whether or not I'm wearing a mask." And she, of course, rolled her eyes at him and whatever. So your comment about what we do is inherently dangerous anyway. It's just how you, you know, how you perceive the risk for you. I just wanted to make sure that everybody knows that we get it. And there will be a lot of people that will miss there at the track, and we understand. And you have to do what you feel is best for you and your family.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. You know, that there's a responsibility on the part of everyone involved here to make the event as safe as possible. That's, again, something that's a normal part of any race weekend, but that you should never participate if you don't feel safe, and nobody's going to ask you questions about that. That's not how it goes.
Thank you for the opportunity to be on the show, and hopefully, you know, we get a bunch of listeners so they can hear firsthand about what's going on here in the Northwest, and that they'll, if they're kind of on the fence, that they'll choose to go racing with us.
All right. Well, Andy, many thanks for spending the afternoon with me here and telling us about what's in store, both in the near future and in the fall. And hopefully we get you back soon and you have some more good news to share with us.
Well, that sounds great. Again, Kellick, thank you for the opportunity to be on the show. And for everybody that's listening, I hope to see you at Pacific Raceways over the July 4th weekend.
Thanks, Andy.